It's the BVW Podcast.
There's a terrible crisis. We were at the store, and the place was a madhouse. People were cramming everything they could into their carts, especially these giant balls of butter. I got one for each of us.
It's way easier to make pumpkin pie than apple pie. Just open a can and dump that shit in.
That's what you do. Look at that. Yeah. You're desecrating a mother again. Opening cans.
What's all the commotion?
We've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy! Before we hack the turkey, shouldn't someone give thanks?
This year I have so much to be thankful for. That thing under my armpit went away.
Nobody likes pumpkin pie. It doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make you feel homey. It just doesn't do anything for you. It's just a piece of crap. That's why they can only have it once a year.
Thanksgiving, it's like we didn't even try to come up with a tradition.
Hey, how about Thanksgiving we just eat a lot?
We do that every day.
What if we eat a lot with people that annoy the hell out of us?
Thank you, frailty. Thank you, consequence.
For saving
Thanksgiving.
My kids, Dick and Tommy and Susan, were all home from school. As kids will, mine were living tomorrow right along with today, looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Turkey and dressing and pie and cake.
And fruit salad and whipped cream and cranberries, gee. I can hardly wait.
Me too.
Suppose we don't have a bang-up feast. We're still a lot better off than the pilgrims.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome back to the BVW Podcast. We're just a few days out from Thanksgiving, so as we get set to defrost the turkey, here are some songs all about giving thanks.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl VD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
They stopped delivering the mail.
Of course they have.
Someone's taking over the airwaves. There's a terrifying parade on every channel.
Of course there is.
I got the gnome. I got the gnome.
Hey, 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 hey. Slow down there, speedboat.
It's just Thanksgiving.
Thanks what?
Thanksgiving. It's a holiday.
Like Big Giant Head Day?
Similar, except nobody gets thrown into the sun. A national holiday. Everybody gets to take the day off.
Hooray!
Except for Sally.
What?
She has to go into the kitchen and make an enormous feast.
Great. Our first holiday on Earth, and I gotta cook.
And then after we eat, we have to give thanks.
To me? For cooking? Oh. Oh,
Sally. No. You have to give thanks for something bigger, something more important, something like, well, not this, but something like how good-looking I am.
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the keys.
One more night, one more time. Thanks for the memories. Even though they weren't so bad, it tastes like you, sweeter. One night, yeah, one more time. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories. It tastes like you, sweeter.
To the future,
where my eyesight is going bad, and this crystal ball,
it's always cloudy except for when you look into the past.
One night stand,
one night stand, oh, one night and one more time. Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't so bad.
Butter baking a turkey.
Mommy, why do we put butter all over the turkey?
To
keep them from drying out.
Then put butter on the drumstick, too.
Mm-hmm. Lots of butter makes them golden brown.
Gosh, I'll bet he's going to be good.
Ah, really, son, dear? Only 300 to 325 degrees.
Will he be ready soon?
No, Daddy. Bake him slowly so he'll stay plump, juicy, and tender. Oh.
Now every half hour we'll take a peek and baste him with butter, of course.
He looks so big.
And he'll stay big because butter keeps him from drying out and losing juices.
That's right. This special American Dairy Association method keeps your turkey from shrinking in the oven. A turkey can lose as much as one-third of its weight if it isn't properly roasted.
This sure is a big drumstick, Daddy.
You know, Mary, this is one of the juiciest turkeys we've ever eaten.
It's terrific.
Why don't you get your family together and have fun butter baking a turkey?
It's the BVW Podcast.
Fathers, when they seen the first Thanksgiving coming up on the calendar, you know, they said we ought to have something special to eat. They sent this guy Miles Sandwich out there to France. And he was the guy that brought back the turkey. He first wanted a buffalo, see, but the buffaloes all went west. And then he would have picked some other bird, but then all the other birds, they could fly. So he looked around him and he seen a turkey standing there. So he said, well, we'll eat this dumbbell. So grab a hold of the turkey, brung it home to the women, they done the rest.
Did they stuff it with gizzards?
No, as I recall, they used corn. Well, see, the corn swells up, then it explodes, blows the rear end out of the bird.
Like
turkey and gravy, Rich.
Turkey and gravy, okay. Yeah. That's the main dish,
yeah,
turkey
main
and gravy.
Dish, main course.
To shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Kind of woman, I give you my.
Days gone by. My love is strong. Here there is no wrong. Together we shall go until we die.
My, my, my. Inspiration's what you are to me. Inspiration, look, see. Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me are the only one. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea. There will still be you and me.
Mr. Pitt, why would you want to haul one of the ropes from the Woody Woodpecker balloon?
My father was a stern man. He forbade us to participate in any activities that he thought were associated with the common man. The Thanksgiving Day parade was first on the list.
I heard about a trend where this Thanksgiving, where people made tiny turkeys. Yeah, tiny turkeys. You may know them by their other name, Chicken.
Nobody beats the wind.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Everybody's rushing to the Wiz Unbeatable Thanksgiving Super Sale. Nobody beats the Wiz on this Panasonic 13-inch color TV. Unstoppable at $177. On this Technique Compact Disc Player. Unreal at $199. On this Panasonic Wireless Remote VHS VCR. Unmatchable at $349.
Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody
the Unbeatable the Thanksgiving Wiz. Super Sale now at all 11 Wiz Nobody stores.
It's the BVW Podcast. From 1998, Natalie Merchant with Kind and Generous. Before that, from the Led Zeppelin II album, Led Zeppelin did Thank You. From 2000, Dido with Thank You. Fallout Boy did Thanks for the Memories back in 2007. And we kicked off the first half of the show with the Thanksgiving song. It was off Adam Sandler's debut comedy album, They're All Gonna Laugh at You, and he originally performed it on Saturday Night Live. We're putting the Thanksgiving-themed napkins in the turkey-shaped napkin rings. Why do we do this?
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way.
About Thanksgiving, Howie? The big sales the day after.
Tomorrow only from 7 a.m. to noon, Radio Shack's incredible early bird savings. RCA CD player with car kit, $38. Rugrats talking clock, $10. Sharp organizer, $5. WWF wrestling game, $10. Universal remote, $5. 900 megahertz phone, $20. Tomorrow morning at Radio Shack.
I hope the turkey isn't dry.
With a deep-basted butterball turkey, you know every slice is moist, tender.
You see? Juicy.
It's very juicy. It's a butterball.
The perfect Thanksgiving recipe for over 30 years. After all, it's butterball.
Wild white girl. Yeah.
A tofu turkey?
I would rather eat that page.
Oh, it says here you need a special mold to shape the tofu into a turkey.
No, you don't need a mold, Ma. Okay, God does that. Yeah. He takes a whole bunch of bird meat and he molds it into a turkey.
The one thing I could count on every Thanksgiving, and you could bank on it, was at the beginning of the meal, my mother saying, "Larry and I like the dark meat." And then she'd start belittling all the white meat eaters at the table. "I don't know how anyone can eat it. It's so dry. I think you're crazy," she'd say to my cousin Arthur. "Why don't you try the dark meat? Try it. Try the dark meat. Leave me alone, Rosie."
"Yeah, but I don't know why your rolls are all left. I like them. The burnt part gave them some flavor."
"Hey, do you guys think the Pilgrims brought a bottle of Pinot Grigio to the first Thanksgiving?"
"I'll tell you what the Pilgrims did bring. Smallpox."
"Here we all are, gathered together for a completely authentic Thanksgiving dinner, perfect in every way. I just want to say I am thankful that we are all here to feast on this dead bird."
"Hey, could you pass the stuffing?"
"Sure. Debbie, stuffing?"
"Hey, Frank, did you cook this in the bird?"
"Yeah, soaks up all the juices."
"Also soaks up an array of harmful bacteria, creating a breeding ground for foodborne illnesses."
Remember, the Pilgrims had only rough tables on which to serve the first Thanksgiving feast, yet it was shared with friendly Indians. It is good to share a holiday with friends. Good manners make people happy, and good table manners make eating together a happy time. We are glad we have good table manners. And know what to do with a napkin. It just wouldn't be Thanksgiving without turkey. We know Mother knows how to cook it, and Father knows how to carve it. It is fine to know how to sit up and watch it being carved. At the first Thanksgiving dinner, the Indians didn't eat turkey with a fork. But it is easy to learn to use one the right way, to take small mouthfuls. We are glad to eat neatly, without spots. Holidays are fun.
Cool.
I found out something pretty cool. You know how you try to make this a special day, but all the resentment I have for you came spewing out, and we end up spending the whole day avoiding each other?
Yeah.
It's normal.
I was going to tell you the same thing. The screaming, the fighting, the exploding resentments. That's what Thanksgiving is.
So we did get it right.
Nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, girl.
From 1968, Sam and Dave with Thank You. Before that, from 1970, Sly and the Family Stone did Thank You. The Beatles did Thank You, Girl. It was the B-side of From Me to You. Earth, Wind & Fire did Gratitude from 1975. Now, that was the title track to a double live album of the same name. And from 1978, Andrew Gold kicked off the second half of the show with a song that would eventually become the theme song to the hit show The Golden Girls, Thank You for Being a Friend. And with that, thank you for listening to this special Thanksgiving edition of the BVW Podcast.
Listen, Dick, we better not let another one of these big holidays sneak up on us.
Oh, don't worry, Lieutenant. After this one, there couldn't possibly be another one for months.
You know, after cooking that huge dinner tonight, I think I deserve a break.
What do you plan to do?
I think tomorrow I'm going to spend a nice, peaceful day at the mall.
I hear there's a sale.
Really? Goody.